This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If they sign Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, which reportedly they're still in play for, I think they're passing on a young quarterback. I think they're going to take the approach to 2025 of, all right, we got ourselves a veteran Super Bowl winning quarterback, whether it's Russ or Aaron Rodgers. We have a very capable backup in Jameis Winston, and we like our roster. And we're going to use that third overall pick for someone who can enhance this roster even more, whether it's a guy like Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter or whomever.
Right. Will and Campbell, whatever.
So that, do you think I'm right that that will be the sign that if they do get another veteran, as we try to figure out the giant quarterback puzzle, that means they're not drafting a young quarterback, at least in the premium rounds of this draft?
It wouldn't make sense to, unless they were going to draft someone, you're right, in the non-premium round, so third, fourth, fifth round, whatever it may be, who is a more Tommy DeVito competitor than a competitor for the starting job. But if they take one of these kids early, and whether it's Cam or Shador or even Jackson Dart, you got to believe that the kid's going to get a real opportunity to try to win the starting job in training camp.
No question.
And, you know, because look, if Jameis Winston is your veteran, he's not guaranteed to start. He hasn't started consistently in 5 years.
Well, so, the kid could start, clearly.
100%. And by the way, if I was Dabes, that's what I would want. I would want a young kid who's coming out of college, confident in himself, believing that he can be the starting quarterback.
So I just want to make sure, because I am surrounded by Giant fans. It's a very awkward situation sometimes with all of you guys, especially when you look at me like I got 57 heads. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. You've made it clear. You're out on Rodgers.
Out.
You're out on Russ.
Out.
You are good with, let me draft a young quarterback, and that's my quarterback room. Let's go.
Yep.
Okay. Tommy Lou Gower. Where do you stand? Because you flipped on Rodgers. You wanted Rodgers. Where are you right now with this quarterback room?
I still want Aaron Rodgers. If he doesn't make his decision by the draft, draft a quarterback. I think it's that simple.
But if they do sign Rodgers, you are out on drafting a quarterback in the premium rounds. And I want to clarify that because, yes, could you take a flyer in the fourth or fifth round? I'm talking about first two or three rounds of this draft. You're out on drafting a young quarterback.
That's correct if Aaron Rodgers is here.
Okay. And that's still your preferred option.
Well, I mean, you're win now. I think if you bring in Aaron Rodgers, I'd rather have Travis Hunter. By the way, great commercial with Tom Brady. And I also would take Abdul Carter. I just think you're taking impact players. You're going for the win now approach. I think Aaron Rodgers has a lot left in the tank, not what we saw with the Jets. And they have a chance to win. If it's not Rodgers and it's Jameis, draft a quarterback. And by the way, I would draft a quarterback at three, even if Shador and Cam Ward are gone. Whether that's Milroe, whether that's Jackson Dart, get a young quarterback
in. Really? That high? No chance.
If the draft last...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Year was this year, if they redrafted, Bo Nix wouldn't have went 12. He would probably went like 4 or 5. So I don't always go off of projections. Right. If I like a quarterback, if they need a quarterback, take him at 3.
You know where I think he could be right, Teague? I think that, and look, it's all about if you believe in the quarterback or not. If you think those guys suck, then don't take them clearly.
I just think it's really bad to miss on a top 10 pick at quarterback. It's just bad. It's devastating.
I agree, but where I think he's right is that the way the trends are working, those guys won't be there for the Giants later. So if you really want to take a quarterback and you like them, I think that instead of getting cute or looking at positional value,
right,
you almost have to take him because you're not getting, like Jackson Dart, you're not getting.
Nope. Mm-mm.
We can all agree on
Jalen
that.
Jalen Milroe is going to go early,
I agree,
too. And McCord probably.
I think they're both gone. So I get your point, and I would probably lean towards, boy.
Yeah.
I like Abdul Carter. How can I pass?
I'll take Tyler Shock.
Tyler Shock. He's the quarterback out of Louisville.
Yes.
I've been doing research lately. Sean, where are you? So Jameis is here. You obviously hate him. You had your little meltdown over the last few days.
Yeah.
What do you want him to do now?
I still want to be invested in either Wilson or Rodgers.
You do?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm drafting a quarterback third. Now, this is where I think the Winston signing makes sense. The Giants still do not control their own destiny on Ward and Sanders. There's two of those guys, and they're picking third.
That's nerve-wracking.
And that, to me, is where the nerves come in for the Giants. That's where I think the Jameis signing makes sense. But Jameis and the money he's making doesn't stop you from veteran and rookie. What it does is it's break glass in case of emergency. You know what? We're going to not be forced to take Jackson Dart third overall. Jameis Winston is our Jackson Dart in that spot.
If you get Rodgers, who you still want, I want to clarify, you still want Rodgers.
And wants a strong word. I wish we weren't in the situation where we had to want any of these guys. But yes.
If the glass breaks today and it's announced the Giants got Rodgers, your reaction is what?
All right, let's go. We got a veteran we could win some games with this year.
You're excited.
Yeah, as excited as one could be for a 41-year-old.
So you just don't feel excited about Jameis because you don't think you can win games with him.
Yeah, I think that's the first reason, yeah. Even though
statistically that's not true.
I mean, 41-64 says statistically he's a loser.
Say it one more time.
He's 15 games on the 500 for his career.
He's played 17 games in the last 6 years.
Okay, so now we're going to cherry pick the last 6 years.
No,
his career says he's in a well under 500 quarterback.
It was a long time ago.
Okay.
What does Geno Smith's track record tell you about his time with the Jets?
I pray that Brian Daboll turns him in and I could have the biggest egg on my face. I think I've seen enough of Jameis Winston in his career. And my biggest issue, again, is the Giants are a joke, and I think Jameis Winston is the caricature of jokes. I don't want that with my team.
Let's go to Pat in Weston, Connecticut. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Good afternoon.
What's up, man?
You know, I agree with Tommy a little bit. Guys, I still want Aaron Rodgers because he could win some games. And that would still lead me. I'm the guy who said I want the big guy from LSU.
Yeah.
Because with a less mobile quarterback, we want more blocking up there. And with our schedule, that's why I don't want to throw a rookie out there right away. This schedule is brutal. These teams are going to be good.
Yeah.
And I want to see a good veteran And even, you know, you need a backup like Jameis because quarterbacks get hurt. And you're going to throw a rookie in there if Rodgers goes down against this type of schedule?
Well, it's tough. You're right. In terms of winning games, you're right. But I think if you draft a young quarterback, and I think back to your year of 2004, you were there for more than 1 year, but I'm saying the year you were there with this situation, you're looking at development more than anything else. And if you believe the young quarterback is ready,
yes,
and you believe that the veteran quarterback is just making you spin your wheels, schedule or not, you're going to find out what that young guy is.
Can we also see the actual schedule before we assume this? Because yeah,
the schedule's tough, Sean. You know,
Evan.
Well, the opponents are tough.
This is my point, though.
We don't know what the schedule is, how it's going
to
line up.
What if the Giants' schedule the first 3 weeks happened to be like Saints, Patriots, Bears? You might look at that and go, well, that's the time for the rookie to start. You know what I mean? You don't want to give those to the veteran and then the rookie start versus the Chiefs later in the year.
You're going to do it, though, if that kid is ready.
I understand.
And it's a tough
that.
One to define because a lot of these guys aren't. Some of them are. I mean, C.J. Stroud was ready. I hand it to him.
But you know the way it is. Timing and the place. We always say this when these rookies come out. What's the best soft spot to hit them in the schedule? It could be early.
Let's go to Jim in Elmont, New York. Jim.
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, just I was watching yesterday Nick Fan TV. And he had on Chuck D from A Public Enemy.
Yes. And Chuck D is a big supporter of Nick Fan TV. He's on a lot. Yes.
And yes, excellent. Plus, I enjoy that content he provides.
He does a great job, yes.
GP franchise. But anyway, awesome. Chuck D, the subject of the Brooklyn Nets came up. And Chuck D said that they're a nomad organization, went through their history bouncing around.
Okay.
He said that they should move to either Seattle or Nashville.
The hapless Nets.
And he said that they've been a cursed organization since they traded away Dr. J.
So basically,
what he's saying, obviously, is that they, coming from, and I'm definitely independent. I've rooted for Brooklyn and Knicks at different points.
All right.
That the point of they would be better off as an organization.
Let me address this, because I've heard Jerry Ferrara used to say this to me, too. Chuck D says this, they should move. The Nets, it's stupid. Say what you want about the franchise or their history. They literally sell out almost every game.
They do.
Now, I mean, I know that's tough to believe.
It's unexplainable, but well, it makes sense when you consider that it's something to do. It's like they play good teams sometimes.
It's explainable in that there are a lot of basketball fans in this city.
Yeah.
And one thing we've learned about like rivals with companies and businesses is you don't have to surpass the big business to be a profitable business.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brooklyn Nets, forget about their tanking or their roster or how many people care, or if we're talking about it on WFAN, are a profitable business now. So I like Chuck D, and I'm sure CP was thinking to himself, come on, you're wrong here. But obviously, it's a dumb point. They shouldn't move. You don't have to like them. But this is kind of part of my issue I have with some Knicks fans. And Tommy, you're actually not one of them, so I'm not ill will towards you.
Why would you want to get rid of basketball?
Well, stupid.
But there are New York City.
There are Knicks fans who don't want the Nets to even exist.
Oh, I'll buy that. I think that's also stupid. For baseball fans in this town. There are Yankee fans that don't want the Mets to exist. There are Ranger fans that don't want the Islanders to exist. So I think it's across all sports.
Yeah, and it's dumb to me.
Like, I agree with you. I like the two teams.
The existence is good. And if the Nets could ever get good, especially organically, it would be fun. They'll never be the Knicks. They'll never surpass the Knicks, but it could be fun. So I don't know what got our last call to bring that up, but with all due respect to Chuck D, that's an idiotic opinion. And that's okay. We all have a right to have dumb thoughts. Let's go to Mike in West Caldwell. What's up, Mike?
As hard as it sounds to believe, I think Jameis has the potential to save Dable's job. He doesn't have to fix him 100%, but if he cuts down, I mean, the guy basically throws one pick for every touchdown he throws. He cuts down on that. I would rather not waste a first-round pick, and I'll tell you why, on a quarterback. Because if you get Hunter or Carter, you've now locked up your defense. Let's say you get the 8th pick next year. Now you can throw the kitchen sink at trading down for maybe Arch or somebody else that you love rather than, you know, you're not going to, you may have everything. Your defense is now sewn up. If you get Carter or Hunter with all the moves that they've done, your defense is pretty much fixed. You throw in some line and stuff like that. Now you throw the kitchen sink at trading down next year, and maybe that's the route you go.
Probably
trading up. I'm sorry. Yeah. Trading
but
up.
Getting
yeah.
the assets yeah. now to then trade
yeah.
up.
No, I mean, that doesn't. I mean, it's not a horrible plan. It's just you got to wait another year. And the regime, I don't know if it lasts another year.
Well, yeah, you hit on it. That's the biggest issue.
And so you're starting over with a new regime, likely GM and head coach. And that new regime is going to say, well, do I like this construction of this team? Do I like these particular players that Joe Shane and Dave's brought in? Or do I want to do something completely different and sit static for a year, kind of like the Jets are doing, and take some chances on some long shots like Justin Fields?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.